Thank you. I have a Bruce, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, we're holding today on Dafayin Zayin, but unfortunately some health problems prevented us from completing the daf yesterday. So let's go back a little bit when I involved in the day.
We cut it short.
That's what we did. And we're still talking about that bone that was cut short. There's nothing to do about it. No, no, get further away, the better off we are.
Yeah, I'll try
to take it. Okay, so we were talking about the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the bone that was broken, as opposed to having been cut through. And the Machlokas was whether Lamala Minar Kuva, if in fact the bone is broken, you don't have rov bus, or whether the animal is also usur, not only the aver. And we were right up to the Psak Halacha, where we have a Shochu Mitam, which is four lines down into the big lines. So the Taina that they had on Shmuel was that according to Shmuel, since if, according to Shmuel, the, even if it's Lamalam and Arkuva, it's Rov Abos and Mat Kayim, the Behemoth Muteres. So it's very strange to say that the aver will be lying in a garbage pail. And nonetheless, the aver is muteris. Mashenkin, according to Rav, the only time that we say the aver is in the garbage pail is if it's in a place where, anyway, it wouldn't have called caused tarfus, because it's lamata min arkuva. The mice are shochu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael hilchos hakavasi to Rav, which is indeed, as we saw, more reasonable, that the behemoth itself should be muteris, that to asura lamata min arkuva. But then they changed their mind. Now they're shochu kavasi to Shmuel. Then they changed their mind again. Now they're shochu kavasi to Rav. As you can see, this wasn't a very clear halacha. But what was added was that Eiver Atzmo Mitame B'masa. Now this is very problematic. Because if you're telling me that the Eiver Atzmo is Mitame B'masa, you're telling me that Shkita is Oysanipo. Like this, we said an Abraham Adulto that goes through Shkita. The Shkita is Metayer, the Abraham Adulto Bach, from Tumas Nevelis. Or Tumas Abraham and Achayim. Same as Tumas Nevelis, right? Tumas Nevelis remains only the non nafkaminis, whether the Kazayin's Vosser on it that's taken from it will be Metame. Now, this is very problematic because we saw before that even though Misa is Isanipo, Shkita is not Isanipo. And therefore, immediately Riftista asked, Masa Riftista, doesn't it say the Farish in the Brisa, which we talk about the Machlokas, the Chachomim, Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir said, Lo ibtiharta Shkita trefa uta, veta Abraham medul dalba, davash gufa. Rabbi Meir tainted. Even though you're ready to be Matayar a Trefa with a Shvita, or you're ready to be Matayar an Abraham Medul Dalba the Shvita. Ooh. Now here, this is that Shvita. It's not Isanipo. That's only because it's a Davash of a Gufa. That doesn't mean you should be Matayar an Uber, that where the Uber was Motzi, as Yado, you should be Matayar as a Uber, which is not Gufa. In any event, you see clearly that an Abraham Medul Dalba is Tahara, if there's Shvita. Amalei Rabba, so Rabba said to Reb Chista, I don't understand what your haduri apirche, what you're running around trying to find a place to ask a kasha, so you found this brisa to ask a kasha. Amalei, what do you have to go to the brisa? Not everybody knows the brisa. You could have asked a farish from the Mishnah. Oh, see, Mimetz Nisan, it says in the Mishnah, Nishchata behima, huchshiru bidomea, divrevi meya. And Rabbi Shimon Amalei, lo huchshiru. So the machlokas over there was only legabi, whether the dam of the behema is makshir the aver to be makabotuma, whether the behema is considered to be a yadli aver. But everybody is made that the aver itself is clearly not metame. Why would the aver not be metame? Because shrita is not isanifol, and shrita is metaheret, the aver. You want to understand what you need a brisa for when you have a beferish mission? Said Reb Chista, I'll tell you why. Because remember how we were doch at the Mishnah. Remember, we said, even though it says Hukshiru Lashon Rabbim, it's a reference to the Basar. So what's the Lashon Rabbim? Basar, that's Medulgal on the Behema, as opposed to name of Medulgal, that was the case there in the Mishnah. And Basar that was removed from the Aver Minachai, which is not Metame, that there, it's also Muksha with the Dam. And we asked, if you recall, what's the difference between the two Basar that we should have to say Chiddush on both of them, of Hukshur? We said that there's a big difference, because Basar from Aver Minachai would have said, since it's Metame to Mechamura Agav Avi, that's where it comes from, because Metame to Mechamura, maybe it doesn't need action. Just like we say, I'll call Zera Zeruah, that over there only Dover Shein Sofa Latamik to Mechamura. Here too, Dover Shelohaya Betchila to Mechamura. Kamashma, that it too requires action. Fine, but I could have been Deicha and say it doesn't mean that the Aver is possible, is not Aver Menachai. Maybe it is an Aver Menachai. Maybe it is Metamik Aver Menachai. And maybe indeed the Shvita would be Isanipo. So from there I couldn't bring a Raya, but certainly I could bring a Raya from the Brisa. That discusses the argument of Rabbi Meir and the Rabban. Anyway, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisroel, Ashkechei Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Yosef Karmel Allah Shmaitza, Rabbi Yirmiyah, should say, not as Rabbi Yirmiyah found Rabbi Zera, saying this over, and Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was a Talmud of Rav, and he told him, oh, very good, you should know, Yasher v'chaiti tirda ma'ariyach v'bava. Rabbi Zera said to him, I know you're a Talmud of Rav, but you should know Shmuel said the same thing. Ariyach is called Shmuel, remember, because Ariyach is Melech Elasar, and Elasar is Shmuel because we don't pascha like him in Israel, El Isur, so he's called Ariyach, first of all, because he's a lion. But he's a lion specifically of the kind that you can't rely on in everything, not in Israel. It was very, very beautiful way of referring to Shmuel. See that, like Tolkien in those days also. So, in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? That's not the way Shmuel actually argued, no? Didn't Shmuel say beferish that the behema is actually muteris? That's why we were also upset. If the behema is mutal b'hashpa, how can the behema be beferish? Actually, Shmuel had harata. It's makabel the pesach of Rav. Now, the piece that we're about to have, it's a machlokas rishonim, whether it's the same as the Mishnah or whether this is a new case. The Mishnah talks about nishbar ha'eser, and then the Mishnah talks about whether the basar is kayam. Over here, it talks about a fracture that sticks out of the covering muscle. So you have sometimes a bone breaks, and it actually breaks through the skin, and breaks through the muscle. And it's a subtler, this is not the same as the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is not where the fracture was yotzev achutz. It was a question whether the muscle was torn together with the bone. Here it's a different issue of an extending fracture. And subtlerness is included in the case of the Mishnah. But in any event, here, nishbar ha'etzem yatzel achutz. So here again, we're talking about the arkuva. It's yotze outside of the animal. So im or v'basar chofim et rubo mutar. V'im lav asur. In this case, if you have skin and actual muscle covering most of the fracture, so then it's mutar. And if not, it's asur. When we say rubo, what do we mean? Most of the fracture. Jasur Dimi Omer of Yochanan Rov Ovio. V'Omer Alei Amele Rov Hekefo. And of course, Rav Papa always says both things. Yochanan Bina Rov Ovio, Bina Rov Hekefo. Which we found dozens of times already, Rav Papa. Now, how would you have Rov Ovio without Rov Hekefo, and Rov Hekefo without Rov Ovio? Well, there's two possibilities. Tosfos talks about bones, which are difficult. It's difficult to square with the reality in this particular case. That's what we're talking about. Over here is the area of the arkuva. But Tosfos says, if you have a bone, which is, let's say, more triangular shape, as it's flattened on one end, rounded on the other end, you could easily see where you could have most of the ovi, the thickness of the fracture, is sticking out and is uncovered, But the area around it, where you have the circumference, most of the circumference may indeed be covered. Well, like I said, the bottom part of the bone, you'd have it covered. Okay, Rashi says that, look, basically what you can have is you can have a kivun of the break itself could be up against some of the muscle that was left and covers the break, while the area around the break may have been torn out and is mostly exposed, or vice versa. So lemaisa, it's possible to have either rovovia or rovekia, if we're talking about just the area of the break itself. And for papatinas, you need both in order to be makir. Omer ul omer of Yochanan, or hareu kibasar. The truth is that skin is as good as muscle. So you don't need any of the muscle. Omle Reb Nachman ula. I don't understand why you're saying that. It says oru basar. Lema ma, what you should say is or can be mitzaref to basar. As long as you have most of the muscle, the area that's uncovered, you can add or to it. Or ubasar katani, it says, or and basar. Omar lay, so he said, my dears is or o basar tanina. In which case, you can have either or. Another lashon has an ikene amri omarul amri of Yochanan, that indeed he said, or mitztaref la basar. You can have or and basar together, and you don't need to have rov. And in this version, he told him, why don't you say, why don't you say that you need rov of basar? And then the or could be mitzaref in terms of hashlama, but when you say zero, if it's mashma either way, whatever the percentage is. I know halacha lamaisa, where an actual event happened that I saw that it was mitzaref. And even though it was rov, tahu bar guzla davi be'rav Yitzchak, whereas or mitzdar for basa basa kamer of Yochanan Akshon, it was a gozal, a young bird, who had a shiloh like this by Rav Yitzchak, where most of the bone was covered, if you included the skin. Actually, it was mostly skin. They brought it to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan paskin, it was kosher. So Rav Nachman said to them, you call that a raya? Baguzla kach, baguzla rochik, a gozal, a soft skin, it's edible. So over there, it's as good as basar. But there, it's shiny. Hashem came to bring a raya in a case of the Mishnah, which is talking about a behemoth and a kuh, but you can't bring a raya. Now, there was a case where gidim rakim covered the break, soft tendons, and they brought it to Rava. I should say Rava. So Rava said, "Lamai nechushu, why should we be chayshish that this is less valuable than basar? Since they're soft, first of all, Rav Yochanan said that when it comes to a carbon pesach, if you have somebody who is nimna on the carbon pesach to eat the gidim arakim, and that's all he has, doesn't have a kezias of the basar, he has a kezias of only with these gidim, that it's okay, even though they're soft on lahakshas." Even though in the end, when the animal matures, right now it's a young chemist, when it matures, these will be hard tendons that are inedible, but right now they're edible. You're allowed to be manui, and that's considered to be basar, in which case, why not call them basar over here? Besides which, as any good conservative rabbi will tell you, HaTorah chasam, I'm not sure you're wrong, but God doesn't want people wasting money. And you have, I mean, this is going to be very expensive if we tell them it's treif. I'm going to have a couple of rabbis. When Papa said to Rabbi, what in the world are you talking about over Reb Shimon? But first of all, I mean, look, there's the sheet of Reish Lakish who argues on Reb Yochanan over there and says you're not allowed to be monui on it as a carbon pesach. And you're talking about an isotrafix, which is an isotrafix, and you're coming along and you're saying, well, you know, it's money, the Torah. Then you say, my lechushlu. I don't understand. What do you mean? Ishtik. That shut him up. My ishtik. Why did he shut up? He could have answered and said that didn't Rava say over there, Yilchasakavasi, the Reish Lakish Bahani Tlatz, that Rava paskined like Reish Lakish only in the three specific cases in Perekach highlights, which obviously does not include this case. So this would have been Rava Lashitasa. What's her puppy yelling at him about? Rava holds halachas like Rav Yochanan. So I understand what you mean. There is Reish Lakish. We have pasuk like Reish Lakish. The reason he was ishti was because shiny achah. This case is different, because we saw already before that Rabbi Yochanan, in this case, was made at Rish Lakish. He admitted that it's only Adas Yochi that holds that things that are rach, that are going to be nitkasheh, have a din of basar. And therefore, he really shut him up with this, because Lamaisa, in this particular case, we would have passed him like Rish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan was made in the end. It's a case where there wasn't gidim, it was skin on the head of a ego, a rach, which is a very soft skin. Yeah. No, because, not even though, because it will become hard, it's not basar. In the end, he was made that it was only a Dasi Yochid who said that it hasn't been a basar. That's why he dined at him. And he said he was ishti, because he couldn't answer. In this case, Dalach is not like Rishi Makish. Now, there was a case where it was Nishbar Etzim Yatzalachutz, a case of a fracture that actually had jutted out, and Ishtaka Kurtita Mine, the tip of the bone, actually had broken off. And the question was, most learned that the question is whether maybe that makes it a more problematic fracture. And do we still say that if Basar is Chayfe, that it's considered to be okay? But the Ran has a beautiful pshat. The Ran says the pshat is that had the bone been whole, you wouldn't have had Basar Chayfe's Rubo. But now a little piece was broken off, so now you did have Basar Chayfe's Rubo. So the question is whether that kind of break, you can go bust a row of what's there, or you have to look at what it would have been. Anyway, so they brought it to Abai, and he didn't know the answer. And the Shihaya Tlasa Rigla, he kept it for 3 regolim to see what the Chachamim mean. Remember, we saw earlier that Rashi says regolim doesn't mean literally regolim, it means the Zman where the Chachamim used to have conferences. So one of the conferences, he figured, you know, like today they have medical conferences, they would have conferences where people, experts, get together, you could have asked the Shiloh. He never got an answer. Your rationalists literally come together for the college rushes by the regular and so on. No, the Shiloh is, it did. I mean, but the question is it a train for enough? What do you do with it?
He waited 3 were gone until they
to get the psak.
He
couldn't find anybody who would give him a psak. So Ravada Bar Masna told the gentleman who needed the psak, you know what? I wouldn't waste my time with a baya. Go to Rava. If you come to Rava, bring Rav Yossi Bar Chama. That's the regular Rava by his adversary. The Kharifa Sakina, he's got a sharp knife, meaning he's got a sharp mind, and they'll give you the answer. Also, the Kharifa went to Rava. So Rava said to him, look, Nishbar Etzem Yotzeh L'Chutzitam. It says in the Mishnah, Nishbar Etzem, it doesn't concern us. Mali Nafa Mali Ise. What difference does it make whether it fell off or whether it's still here? The point is that the only thing we have to worry about is that the Yetzim is not Yetzim Lachutz. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Mitzlakit Mach. If you have Basar that's Chayfa, but not all in one place, you have a piece here, that is, it's torn off unevenly. So some of it is, you can add it up, that it's Chofa mostly, but not in one section. How about if it's Mitroses Mach? How about if the Basar itself it's very weak basar. It's like it's not thick basar. It's like looks like it's been beaten down. Or what about if it's mitmas? Well, we use the same lashon as there. Mitmases mao. When you say mitmases, what do you mean? Actually, we said before that whatever a doctor would have cut off in order to get it down to healthy tissue is basically not considered to be there. Ibolu, nikev mahu. How about if the ore that's there has a hole in it? Or nistak mahu. Or if it's ripped, is that considered to be whole basar? How about if it's niklaf? How about if it's not attached? Or even worse, if it's nital shlisha tachton, how about if the underlying third of the basar is not attached and it's been you know, torn away together with the broken piece of bone, and now you have flesh, but it's the upper part of the flesh, not the lower part of the flesh, not mechuber to the bone either. What's that in? Tashmat yomer ulam rav Yochanan or ariyuk basar. I mean, if or is like basar, so certainly or plus the underlying basar, even if it's not the whole all the way till the etzem should be enough. Says the Gemara, doesn't prove anything because over there dilma de kana mashka bidei. Maybe that's talking about, or that has its own bone. Meaning, if you're talking about the arkuva, all the way down to the bottom of the arkuva, there is no basar. The oris covers the bone directly, and that's around where the tendons are. There's no muscle there. So obviously the skin continues on across the knee and so on. So over there, maybe that's what it means when it says or. But who's to say that if there was basar under the or and the basar was torn away, who's to say that or would be enough? It's not mechuber. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avina beruf papa yiboylan, nikdar kemin taba'at ma'u. What would be the din if somebody cut out an area of the or that's above the basar, and it says, you know, it's like a ring, what would be the din? And he brought a raya to us for what Rav Yudah Marav said. I asked about this issue to Chachamim and to professional doctors. The Omru, and they said, that actually, all you need to do in cases like this is you take a piece of bone. It does not refer to the etzem that is broken. You take a piece of bone and you cut in this case we're talking about flesh, over here it's the flesh and the bone, so that what happens is you cause an irritation, there's a little bit of bleeding, and then you get connective tissue forming around it and it heals. So in other words, if you just leave it the way it is, it won't heal. But if you cut, if you scratch the surface, and then what happens is that the blood starts forming a clot, and around that it will grow new tissue. So that you could do that here, and it will be ma'al aruka. Avo parzla, do not use metal, because metal will be mizrazar. If actually metal will cause the tissue to pull back, it irritates the tissue. And it'll be mizrab zarif, and then you won't get a healing.
How would you cut it?
Bone. Take it. Not the. Yes, as I said, it's not the bone that's broken. Use a piece of bone, which will not cause this zarif, this irritation, and then it'll heal. Omer of Papa, when we say it will heal. Hu dekana garma didei. That's only when the bone was kona its own, meaning that you see that it actually started attaching itself to the bone. That Tosfos's girsa here is not didei, but rather rire. In other words, you see mucous membranes forming from the basar to the bone, and then you know eventually it's going to harden and begin regenerate.
Yeah. I don't know about vets. Huh?
Whatever, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's the same process. Medical experts. Zokta Mishnah, or Behelika Mishnah, actually we should have our president.
Zokta Mishnah.
Hashochetet ha-beima u-matzaba shilya. If you shucked an animal and you find a placenta in the animal, nefesh ha-yafa tochlena. Somebody who's got a good stomach can eat the shilya, even though it's pretty disgusting. If you're disgusted, then you're really not allowed to eat, as we saw, because of Baal Shaktsu. But if you're not disgusted with it, you could eat it. The inam metama, this shilya will not be metame lo tumat ochlim, in a case where the mother was shechted, velo tumat nevelot, in a case where the mother died, because it's not considered to be really edible. If you had in kavona to eat it, then it will be makabel tumas oichli. But you can't turn a shilya into basar to be metame also nevela just because you decided to eat it. It's still not going to be an aveilah in the case where the mother died, but it'll be food. Not kosher food, but it'll be food. And then it'll be mekabel to maserchum. Shul yashiyatsta miktsata asura b'achila. As we saw before, if part of the placenta came out of the animal, you have to be chreshish, that in the part that came out, there was the remains of a fetus, and therefore it was called born already. And if it was born already, then you have rov, a vlad that was already yotze, obviously the shechita se'em will not be metahirit, and therefore will be asur b'achila. You know, which is time to be regular Avram and Achai, basically, the veil, depending on the case. Simin Vlad Bisha, the Simin Vlad Bebeima. In the same way that we view a Shulya as, even though there's no fetus, as a clear determination that there was a Vlad Lagabi Tumas Leda, so too it's a Simin Vlad Lagabi of Behema, and you have to be Chayish for the Michui of the Vlad in the Miat of the Shulya that was Yotze. If you have an animal that's bringing forth its first vlad, so if it would have been a regular vlad, it would have been a bechor. Here, yashlichana leklavim, you can throw the whole thing to the dogs and have it eat it. It has no kedushas bechor. But strangely enough, if it's bimugdashim, if it's not a bechor, it's an animal that is kadesh, then tikaver, you have to bury the shulya. Interesting. Why is this? Very simple. Because a bechor is only kodesh if it's male. Whereas the child of an animal that's kodesh is kodesh whether it's male or female. And besides that, which you could say is half and half, and therefore we should be machmir, there's always the possibility, even though it's a small percentage of mutations, a mutation will not be matame, or will not be kodesh v'bechorah in the case of an animal. So therefore, you have a rove that's not kodesh mebechoros. You can rely on it, that you can throw it to the dogs. Bashenkin by mukdashim, you do not have a rove. You have actually almost a complete whole, which is going to be kodesh, because the mother is kodesh. Ve'in kovrimo tabi parashat derachim. Now, they used to have this minhag, that if you had an animal that would be mapelet, you would take the nafel or the shilya and bury it at a road crossing, where the road would split. And that was a simon, somehow a magic simon, that the people who walked over their shilya would make it not have any more problems with its pregnancies. Humans also, it's a type of segula. You can't do that. Ve'in tolino taba ilan, and you can't hang it off of a tree. Because it's a shash of dark amor, it's considered to be nichush.
Why is it not tomorrow?
9 o'clock. No, we're going to have to do it in the day, I think. What time is it?
I was aiming about 7:40.
So I guess we'll just do it in the afternoon before minyan and before mincha. What time is mincha?
From 6 o'clock.
So we can meet 5:50. Is that okay? No good. Oh, it's going to be every week, Shiur. Oh.
It's
6:30. Is mincha here? No.
Is the problem with how late it is then?
Yeah, I was afraid it was too late.
We're going to
really?
Last it on
that. Oh, really?
No, we do.
Specifically, so they're going to give a course.
I know.
So, I mean, it just implies
for us something on the town.
Which is
away, Josh is
away. A lot of people are away, yeah. So, what is that? How does that change?
I don't know.
Very nice. Shabbos is out at 10:41. And Shia is when?
Shia is 7:05.
So if we did it after Mincha, it wouldn't be time for Shalosh Shabbos. That wouldn't be good either.
After Dawn, I suppose. The Rebbe's going to do this year after Dawn. So maybe after Dawn. That works. Half of the
Babylon all over. All right, so maybe we should make it at night until we get into a schedule. So,
9 would be your turn to move early.
7:49.
8, it's a 9, it's okay. Okay. So it's a 9. Could you call Scott?
I'll call him.
Okay, fine. Yeah, all right. So, Ein Tolima. Okay, so here we have a problem with Darkei Amori. And remember that the issue of Darkei Amori, it's actually a question as to what constitutes Darkei Amori. It's a major machlokas rishonim about whether Darkei Amori would include all alternative medicine. In other words, because there's actually two different shitas in the Rashba about this. They have two tshuvas, one that are apparently changed his mind. And the Rambam and the Mora, it's also a mashma like this. Because the Rambam and the Mora says beferish, anything that cannot be scientifically explained is Darkei Amori.
It's a medical basis.
Right. The Rambam says unless it's part Rambam, unless it's part of the scientific matrix, it's Darkei Amori. So he asks, what about the Mishnayos of the you know, the Shem Shual and the and all these weird things, you know, the Chatzer Kaved, the Kelev Shota, and so on and so forth. So he says that all those things were believed at the time to be scientific. And it really doesn't matter whether it is scientific, it only matters whether people think it's scientific.
As opposed to
a superstition. Mm-hmm. That's something which doesn't have... He says, look, I mean, if you find insane things in the Gemara also, that's what the point is. But if you have experimental evidence that such a thing works, so then they included it in the science of their time. Elsewhere, he's machalik between the concept of segula, the concept of refua, and the concept of Darkei Amori. And Rufua he considers to be that it's scientifically defined by controlled experiment. And then he says it's Karav Lamas. I mean, it can never be true because you know, you'd never be sure, obviously. There's always things you might not have taken into consideration, your experiments and so on. I mean, it's unbelievably modern, unbelievably sophisticated because he's machalic between anecdotal evidence and experimental evidence. It's astounding. He says the segulas do not fall under normal science, but there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that it works. People are not doing it because of magic. They're not doing it because it makes some sense in some other system, which is usher. They're doing it because it has been found to be effective, so that's not usher. If they're doing it as part of a system of some kind that is non-scientific, then it would be usher, Mishum Darkei Amori, because they're doing it in terms of some kind of weird... No, it's magic. Magic is not... So, I mean, according to that, L'chorah, if people believe it's scientific, it's not Shaggy Darkei Amori, because Darkei Amori are non-scientific. So as it may be bad science, you know, I mean, a chiropractic or whatever, it may be bad science, but they treat it as if it's science. They don't treat it as if it's magic. As if it's non-natural. They have a natural explanation, which Lamaisa doesn't hold up, but, you know.
Energy.
So I'm saying, some of these energy people are really magic. I mean, you know, call them up on the telephone, and they give you the... I mean, that's already seriously problematic.
Some people seem to have energy in their hands.
Whatever I'm saying, but there they're not pretending even that it's scientific. So then they're definitely Rishonim all the tzaltzim if they're not.
And it's specifically
Emoli,
as opposed to
specifically Emoli. There's a lot of discussion. Why do we call superstition the Bafke Emoli? But it's Chukas Akol. It's included in the Isra of Lo Tzochu B'Chukas Akol. Minoan Emoli. How do we know that a shilya would be mutter, but not with yotze miksase? No, the kudashim is not bechor. Two separate cases here. A clean animal that's about to have its bechor, or mekudashim, but not about to have a bechor. That's the reason for the difference. How do we know this? The Gemara is going to ask him, what do you mean, how do we know it? It's just a physical fact. There's nothing to...
The Tanya Rabbanan, Kol Beima Tochelu. Obviously, there's no pasuk that says this, but this is the pasuk we darshan all along. Kol Beima Mafreses Parashas Shashtei Parasos Ba Beima Osa Tochelu is the pasuk. We're darshan just those words that are nogia. So Kol Beima Tochelu is the Rabot Tashilya. Yochel Afilu Yatzadam Mikitata. You might think even if Yotze Mikitata. So Tamalomar Ota Ota Malon Shilyata. See, what are you talking about? Mifte, I mean, angel, you're below what? I thought that the point over here is that we said it's a sin in blood, but the isha, sin in blood, the name, it's a simple physical fact. But what are we bringing Raya's Kipsukim from? Lomali Kra. Kra is Machta Biyama. Indeed, the Pasik is only in Esmachta. They ask on the Rambam holds the Suffolk, the Raisa is actually Lukula, the Raisa, it's only Lukumar, the Rabbana. So according to him, why wouldn't we need a pasuk to tell me over here to be machmer and show you shiatz the mikzasa? Right, but I mean the answer is obvious. Show you shiatz the mikzasa makes no sense at all, other than as a suffix. In which case, well, we need a pasuk to tell me a suffix, what to do with that. And it's not really such. Ve'ina mitama, boy, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avcha. You told me a show you is not mitama. How about if you take the skin of a chamor? And you boil it and boil it and boil it for days on end until you finally soften it. And now you want to know whether it's tame or not. Ma, what are you asking? I mean, if you're asking about tumas ochlin, Tanina is a ferish mishnah. If you're asking about tumas neveiros, it's a ferish mishnah. Well, about to say it. Tumas ochlin, the tame. Ha'or v'ashilya ein matamim tumas ochlin, but or shesholko. It's fine when somebody's in. V'ashilya shechishim, but I'm matamim tumas ochlin. It says beferish, if you take or and you boil it up very well until it's soft, it is matamim tumas ochlin. Tumas nevelis is also found beferish. It says benivlata v'lo be'or v'lo be'atzamot v'lo be'gidim v'lo be'karnayim v'lo be'tlafayim. That it's not an avela. The Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the chiddush over here is obviously these things are bechlal, not even, I mean, they're not even edibles. So what's the track to say in avelas? But it's talking about lo nitzchal shason sike kedera. Even if you made it soul food, in other words, you put this together with a lot of spices and so on, and it's at the bottom of the pot and it's cooked and they eat it, it's still not going to be metamic. The kasha was over here, even though he's chishev aleha. Normally, the brayta said before that it would have been tameh tumas eichlin. The or of a chamor is so disgusting that maybe we would say batla daite, and it's not considered to be food at all. Shiliyah sheyatzta mitzas amar avlaz lo shana lo she'ib ima vlad avoyesh ima vlad en chosheshim vlad acher. The only time that we have this idea that if it was Yatzta Mitzasa that were Cheshish, that there was a vlad in it that went out, and therefore it's now Yolud, and you can't be Matzer with the Shechita of the mother, is only if there's no fetus in the animal. But if there's still a fetus in the animal, there's no Cheshash, if there was another fetus that came out with the Shilya, and the Shilya of that fetus was lost, that's ridiculous already. Yeah, but it can happen. It got detached, and it's like, you know. So Yeshima Vlad ain't Koshim Vlad. We're not Chayesh for a different Vlad that had another placenta, and this is the placenta of a Vlad. Then that we're not Chayesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we are. Beneinim Vlad, Beneishim Vlad, Koshim Vlad. Acher Yaptu Chayesh was another Vlad in the Shulia, and therefore this Shulia is Osir, because most of it was Yolad, and as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, because Lamai said it's an abnormal situation here to have a Shulia being born before a Vlad. Amy, is that true though? The Omer of Yirmi, Alachumra, Omer of Elazar. The way we have it now, Rabbi Elazar is going Lakula, and he's saying you don't have to be Choshish for another Vlad, but we know that Rabbi Yirmi has said just make sure that it works out that Rabbi Elazar is Lachumra. So obviously we are saying it over wrong. The correct version is as follows. Omer of Elazar, Loshanu Ela She'ina Kshurab Vlad, Ava Kshurab Vlad, Ein Choshino Vlad Acher. What Rabbi Elazar said is, indeed, we would be chayshish for vlad acher. The only time that we're not chayshish is if the placenta is attached to this vlad. Then clearly it is the placenta of this vlad. Where Rabbi Yochanan said, lekula, even if it's not attached. Anu edlan ala shulya below vlad, ava yeshiva vlad. If there is a fetus in this animal still, bein kshurab vlad, bein ein kshurab vlad, you never have to worry about there being a separate placenta to a separate fetus. And that works out perfectly well with what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. That lechumra om Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar was machmir, and he was saying if it's not actually attached to the fetus that's left inside, you have to be chashish there was a different fetus in this placenta. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Elazar, we have a riot that Rabbi Elazar is correct for the following. If you have a human who miscarries a mutation, a gross mutation, where, according to the Rabbanan, if it doesn't look human, it's not metame at all as a vlad. And there's a shilya together with it, then bisman shekshura behem, when this placenta is connected to this mutation, there's no problem. But if it's inakshura behem, if you have a placenta plus this weird mutation, now you've got a problem. And hareini matil aleha chomer shnei vladot. I have to give this woman the chumra of both possibilities, that there was a human fetus that was crushed in this placenta, and that there's also the possibility that this placenta is of the mutation, in which case, if there was a human fetus as well, it may have been male and it may have been female. Therefore, she's tamea even without blood in the birth. She's tamea from the birth for 2 weeks in case it was female. On the other hand, she gets no yimei tohar, because if this placenta was of this mutation, and this mutation is not called a vlad according to Chachamim, it doesn't give her yimei tohar. So she only gets the worst end of the deal, without any dam tohar at all. Shani yomer, shema nimuach shvir shel shilya, shemi nimucha shilyato shel shvir. Because if the placenta is disconnected, I have to be choshesh that the fetus of this placenta has disappeared and been crushed, and the placenta of this mutation has disappeared. And maybe there was really two different things in here that messed up each other. And so you're left with a chumra in both directions. What's the difference between the case of the animal that's chulin, that's giving birth to its first, and the mukdash? So first let's define what's the reason for being allowed to throw a suffix before to the dogs. My timer. Because look, rov beimot yodot davar hakadosh bivchora. Most animals give birth to a non-mutation. However, there's also a miut beimot that give birth to a davar sheino kadosh bivchora. Umayniu nidmeh. A nidmeh is an animal that is not. Rashi uses the word counterfeit in French. So he says that something that is a counterfeit, in other words, it looks like a different species. Pechol hayoledet, that we learn out from a pasuk that from ach, that it has to be the same. Ach bechor shot, the parent has to be the same as the tzuris of lot. So furthermore, pechol hayoledet, now normally, even if you have a normal birth, you're going to have half males and half females. So mechtazeh harim mechtazeh kapos. In which case, smoke miyat at the nizma, the mechtu in the game. So you have a miyat that isn't chayev at all. And even on those that chayev, you have half that's not chayev because they're female. And they're not bechor. So put together the half of females together with a little percentage of mutations. Now the part that's chayev, which is a male, is a miyat. So therefore we could throw it to the dog. We're not chayev for miyat. Whereas by mukdashim tikaver, my time, a ruba bar mikdash. Because when it comes to a child of a behemoth that is kaddish, what's the difference if it's male or female? Therefore, the whole thing will be kaddish. In kovri mota, you're not allowed to bury it on the parshas drachim, Even if the goyim do something, that doesn't mean it's also to do, if it's scientifically valid. The fact that they also include it in some magic doesn't make it also, as long as you do it for its scientific reasons. Ein bo refuah, but if it doesn't have a scientific basis, then yesh bo mishum darkei emor. As I said, there's a machlok rishonim how to understand this. Anything that has no scientific basis is osur, which would outlaw a lot of alternative medicine. Or anything which doesn't have a scientific basis and is done as part of magic is osur mishum darkei emor. But is that true? Vatanya, doesn't it say that an ilan shemeshir perotav, if a tree drops its fruit, sokro besikra, you mark it with red paint, v'to'ano ba'avanim, and you put a load of stones on it. Now look, I can understand that there's a scientific basis for to'ano ba'avanim. To put stones on it, the reason makes sense scientifically. Because we can suspect that the reason that it's dropping its fruit is that it's putting out fruit that are prematurely ripe. And therefore, all in all, they outgrow the ability of the tree to hold them. Normally, the fruit and the stem will develop simultaneously. Over here, the tree's putting out a tremendous amount of sugars and so on. It's developing large fruits, and it can't hold on to the tree. So what we want to do is we want to weaken the tree's ability to put out all of that healthy nutrients. So load it down with avonim and so on, which makes it more difficult to put out what it's normally putting out. Take it, care for the nekhushchela. You want to make it weaker.
Right.
So okay, it'll be weaker, and then it'll be like other trees. It will develop normally. But sokro besikro, what possible scientific basis could there be for making a tree red? That's absurd. So then it should be usher for darkei amori. Answers the Gemara, no. That has nothing to do with refuah. That's to mark it as a troubled tree. And since people care about trees, when they see a troubled tree, they'll pray for it.
Okay.
And that, no hugging. And that way it'll become better.
The stones go around the trunk and that's something?
No, they go on the branches, and therefore they'll pull the branches.
The stones on the branches.
Yeah. We want people to see that this tree is troubled. And they should pray for the tree's refuah. We've learned this from humans. It says that someone who has tzaras, why does he have to announce that he has tzaras? He has to let people know that he's sick. Someone who had a tragedy happen to them. He has to tell people. Nowadays we have a minute that if a palm tree is ill and it drops its dates, that you put the dried date, the eshkol, the red thing, the cluster. You tie a dry cluster around it. And that way it's a simen that it drops its dates. That's keman ki haitana, we do that as this mandi omer, that people should see this is a troubled palm, and they should pray for it. It used to be days, let me tell you. Adjuna lach behema hamikasheh. Very same as benay, neg be maras be mechutz
laretz. But this is the problem, the tree being able to hang on to the fruit.